Perhaps she was losing her mind in her old age. She had even made an attempt to halt the affliction that caused the wares to get stuck in their creature or human form, free of the curse of finding themselves stuck in the in-between and morphing into hideous lycanthropes. Ultimately, that hadn't panned out. But at least she'd given it a go. And then there were the vampires, the creatures who were the most frightening when afflicted with the madness. The creatures whose nanocytes in their blood were the most corrupt, which caused them to become primal beasts of a nightmarish magnitude. She had seen it happen, far too often in her opinion. She hadn't enjoyed staking her brothers and sisters, but what choice did she have? A vampire stricken with the madness had the capacity to raze entire cities to the ground, let alone the remaining clusters of terrified survivors living in the current times. One day, Helena thought, as she always did. One day, it'll all be over. But that day wasn't today. Helena's breath caught in her throat. Her eyes pulsed dimly with red light. She ran, the sounds of their gnashing and their cries close behind her. A horde of mad drawn out of their hiding by the clap of thunder at the chance moment that a vampire had strolled past. Reaching for her, driven by instinct, they were now hot on her tail. Helena aimed for a gap between the trees, a place where the path was broken and crumbled from years of neglect. She knew she had been pushing her luck when she roamed outside of the park's limits and into the remains of the old city, but she had needed a way to act on her latest hunch, an idea that had come to her last night in her dream. An idea that you'll never get to execute, Milliken. You know that, right? You can't keep running and hiding forever. As if to confirm her own thoughts, her foot lost traction, and she slipped. Helena slid several feet across the mud, doing her best to dig her toughened nails into the ground and slow herself down. She hit the twisted trunk of another tree and grunted as the wind was knocked out of her, and something in her back clicked. The mad were ravenous. Seeing the opportunity to attack, they flooded toward her, several slipping in the mud in a crude mimicry of the ancient vampire. "Not today, thank you," Helena muttered, pushing herself quickly to her feet. She struggled to gain ground, but was able to withdraw her Glock from the holster around her waist. A relic from the old ages. That was what people considered it to be. In all of her travels, people had been stunned that such technology could still exist. What Helena never had the heart to tell the colonies she had found barricaded and fenced in old wooden shanty towns was that the technology was still very much alive, that there were still some groups that were trying to rebuild. Groups which had salvaged the relics and gathered them together, hell-bent on reviving the ways of the past. Her trusty little pistol was something that had seen her through many adventures.